I want to look at certain dangers in connection with our service for God. In the language of pictures, I think it's called hieroglyphics, a better word, for their schoolmasters and all around me here, but I think it's called writing by pictures, hieroglyphics. And every letter of our alphabet was originally a picture. The letter A was originally an eagle with two legs and a bar and its head up. So that in the language of the picture, the axe is a picture of service. I look around our little company, and I don't want to preach to those who are not here. I'm thinking of you that want to serve God. I think of the company that are here, and they're here to get some help. Could I do better? Well, show me how to do it, and I'll try and do it. Let me see what God would have me to do. And what has happened to some of us? I want us to think of the danger of the Assyrian. Wasn't it Lord Byron said he came down like a wolf to the fold, his cohorts were gleaming in scarlet and gold, and the glint on their spears was like the glint of the sea and the waves that blow night day on blue Galilee. And he said, I done it. That is, that he began from away up there where Saddam Hussein lives, away up in Iraq, and he swept down the land, and there wasn't a thing stood against him. And he thought, he said, I read it to you what he said, my own wisdom, my prudence, my power. And God said, shall the axe boast itself? My dear brother, if I am anything for God, and maybe should have put it the other way, if you are anything for God, it's no credit to us. Who were we that ever God should think upon us? Oh, I love to sing that hymn, meek and lowly Lamb of God. We are thine by precious blood whose power we know to separate from all below. All thy glories we'd explore that we might admire and adore, that we might conform and be, Lord, in all things unto thee. Let us never forget it. I am meek and lowly in heart. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Let us work. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. And remember that any advances that I have made and anything of Christ that is displayed in your life or mine, and thank God that every believer has certain features about Christ about them. Can't be otherwise. Can it be otherwise? Let us remember, it's no credit to me. None at all. The Assyrian sowed the seeds of his own disaster. Boasting. The Lord preserve us. The great danger in that 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is though there were those that were boasting of their gift. I have no need of thee. Others were envious of the brilliant gift that I, you know, that organ, that's so brilliant. And the hand will say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body. If I can't be the big thing, I'm not going to be the little thing. But mind you, brethren, there's something very special. I'm gathering in the upper room. And look at one great beyond our understanding. He girded himself with a towel. And he took a basin. And he washed the disciples' feet And he said, if I, your Lord and Master. He gave an example. My dear young brother, I used to be like you, sitting in an Easter conference. I might not be back in anymore. Nobody knows where we're at the other end of life. I learned a poem at the Easter conference, and I quote it to you. One of the brethren said publicly, wouldst thou be great? And every heart will answer in the gathering, I would like to be great. I would like to be great in the estimation of heaven. But wouldst thou be great? Then lowly serve. Wouldst thou go up? Go down. But go as low as e'er you will. The highest has gone lower still. Calvary is the measure of the love of Christ and the great example of the one who was rich, yet for our sakes became poor. I leave it, the big subject. It's a rotten weed. What is pride? And it's as big in me as it is in you. And it's in you, whether you like it or not. And it's in me. There's such a thing as pride. All gift and all authority all tend to pride. Overseers, arranging a conference. Mind you, the danger with you, dear brethren, is pride. Coming to from the reading desk to take part here, the danger with me and all our brethren is pride. There's a weed that grows in every breast. That is talent and abilities and increasing bank accounts. All have a tendency to puff me up. The boasting acts, the Lord preserve. I want to think of the tragedy of losing my little day of service. Oh, the tragedy, brethren, of something happening and the Lord's people would turn from me. Or I would find myself in a situation through my own folly that I've lost the axe head. Oh, now, brethren, it could happen so easily. And maybe tonight I could give you a little help to do what? To get it up again. Take it up unto thee. You know, their brethren and sisters, and they've made mistakes. And all of us have made mistakes. But maybe they weren't such serious mistakes for God to expose us. But God knew about them. And he kept them covered over. And he shrouded them in his kindness. But you know about them. And I know about them. Things we said and should never have said them. Things that we have done. Or maybe things that we left undone. And we wondered, will the Lord ever give me the opportunity again? He will. But let us look at it. The axe head was borrowed. Let every one of us remember, me included, that all that I have of time, of talent, of any ability is on loan. It's not mine. And when a thing's borrowed, it has to be very carefully handled. There's another generation coming, and I've got to hand over to them, and so have you. Let me carefully guard it. You know, I don't like to borrow anything. But nearly always, if I borrow a tool or something, it usually breaks in my hand. And I'm ashamed of it. But our brethren, to be able to hand it back to God, say, I got the loan of it. And I tried to preserve it. And that debt-rich deposit that was made over to me, I'm giving it back to God. And I hope it hasn't diminished in my hand. I hope it hasn't diminished. I hope the assemblies that I'm associated with are better tonight because I'm in it. I don't want to go on any further. It's such a big subject. And it was lost. And you know what happened, brethren? It was lost because it was held loosely. I am confident that when the axe head floated on the water and the man that lost it in the miracle found the weight of it in his hand again, I tell you, he didn't lose it a second time. I know that Henry Butterworth wrote that poem that the bird that flies on unbroken wing ne'er flew as high again. But you read Henry Butterworth's life, and he had to change that poem that he wrote. For he found a man in jail, when he was preaching in jail, and the man that was in jail took him aside after it, and he told Henry Butterworth, he said, I made a tragedy in my life. And Butterworth said, that with a broken wing and the help of God, he became a mighty man of God in the assembly. If you made a mistake, dear brother, and your broken wing is a source of tears, God will help you if you're only humble enough. If we can only acknowledge, alas, Master, for it was borrowed. What will I do? He took down the stick, cast it into the water. I don't know what to make of it. Might be like the bitter marrow waters, might not. You know, when they came out of Egypt, there was no water. And then they came to water, but they couldn't drink it. It was so bitter. And how often we have heard our brethren and sisters encouraged by bringing Christ on the cross into their bitterness of life. Those bitter experiences that some have passed through, all bring the cross into it. Bring the word of God into it. You'll find you'll be able to drink it. It's a bitter, a very bitter draught. I look at my brethren and sisters and I wondered how I would fare had I been in their company or in their place. I never could have stood it. But God gives grace. And I want then to say a little word from Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And then I'll sit down. If iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Brethren, maybe tonight, maybe here, we could get a keen edge on our love for our Bible. You know that keenness that marked us around the city of Belfast. I looked over some brethren here and they started off for the road to heaven with me. Nearly 60. We used to be round the old gas lamp. And we knew absolutely nothing. Maybe you don't know much yet, but with the old round the gas lamp. And you met the boys out of the foundry and met. And it would have been all looking at the Testament and talking about their Bible. Oh, that keen, keen love for the Word of God. Maybe the keenness for to listen to the ministry of the Word of God. You know, you get old and it's easy put off to sleep. Whether you like it or not. It takes a good preacher to keep us awake all day at the Easter conference. You know, I've looked down a whole lot of people that were sleeping today. I don't want you to say, well, did you sleep? I'm telling you not to sleep on the platform, you know. I want to tell you something. I hope that we're able to put each other on the grindstone. You understand what I mean? Sharpen up the edge and get that keenness back. Maybe God will help me. Iron sharpeneth iron is a proverb. So the face of man to man. And I know that the scholars say that that really means an angry face makes another angry face. Iron sharpeneth iron. And that maybe is the literal meaning of it. But that is just take the old authorized version. Iron sharpeneth iron. You know, in the butcher shop, the steel and the butcher putting the edge on it. You know, brethren, I built a portable hall. I didn't do much at it. I only done the laboring work. But I had a joiner employed. And he used to make me annoyed. For he sat in his toolbox every morning. And I was paying him by the hour. And he got it annoyed stone. And all he done all for the first hour was sharpen tools. But when it came to the work, why wouldn't let me handle one of those tools? No, no, I wasn't even allowed near them. He gave me an old battered old chisel or something. But when in his hand, oh, it was a treat to look at him. Brother, my dear sister, I hope when the Lord looks down in a conference tonight, he sees a tool ready with an edge on it. Oh, a delight to do it. A delight to the man that will take us up and use it. And a delight to the rest of us. Because if the iron be blunt, everything's a burden, bother. It's a bother to go to the prayer meeting. It's a bother to do anything. If the iron is blunt, brethren. If the iron is blunt, let us stop tonight. And let us say, quietly and calmly, Lord, I would like to be doing better. I leave the conference with that in my mind. And I've got a work to do. And don't be letting me boast in anything that I have. The cake of barley flour, you know, is only Gideon. He was nothing. Brethren, let us think of the great privilege that yours and mine of being servants in the great harvest field in the Word of God. Let us think, too, of the tragedy of maybe losing that and the axe head falling and find that I could be out of the assembly. I could be out of the work of God. Maybe I've made mistakes and so have I. Oh, take it up to thee. Take it up and hold it tighter from now on. May the Lord bless his word.